AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The man accused of killing five people at a Colorado gay nightclub last year has been talking with the AP. And several survivors tell the AP Anderson Lee Aldrich is expected to strike a plea deal to state murder and hate charges. Aldrich has said it's hard to comprehend what happened. His feelings of remorse are not swaying one of the survivors of the shooting, Michael Anderson.
I look forward to justice being served in this case because that's the right thing to do. And he deserves, you know, the maximum sentence possible of punishment.
Hearing in Colorado is set for the end of the month. President Biden is hailing moves by some companies to get rid of what is called junk fees.
This is a win for consumers, in my view.
The president says Live Nation, Airbnb, and others have or are taking steps to embrace more transparent pricing. Instead of tacking on hidden fees just before a customer checks out, he says they're adopting all-in pricing.
That's where companies fully disclose their fees up front.
No service charges or other surprises at the end. The president's urging other businesses to follow suit, saying junk fees take a big toll.
They can add hundreds of dollars a month and make it harder for families to pay their bills. I think it's just wrong.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Authorities say an American man has been arrested over the death of one U.S. tourist and an assault on another near a castle in Germany. The head of the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog visited Europe's largest atomic power plant in southern Ukraine, where a recent dam burst and the start of a counteroffensive in the war by Kyiv forces have heightened security risks. The advocacy group GLAAD says all major social media platforms do poorly at protecting LGBTQ plus users from hate speech and harassment, but Twitter is the worst. This is AP News. Retail sales increased last month. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Despite higher interest rates and inflation, Americans increased their spending in May. A report from the Commerce Department shows retail sales rose 0.3% from April to May, boosted by stronger sales of auto and parts dealers. Economists were expecting a decline for the month, since retail sales have been bumpy this year after surging nearly 3% in January. The retail sales report offers only a partial look at consumer spending. It does not include many services, including health care and travel expenses. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court preserved the 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act, the system that gives preference to Native American families in foster care and adoption proceedings of Native children, rejecting a broad attack from some Republican-led states and white families who argued it is based on race. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.